aimed at first to sixth class pupils, or the parents of first to sixth class pupils, because if we're making a submission to KESHT, we need to be able to project student enrolments for the next 6 years. It's no good to say we have now got 20 people coming in next September, as opposed to the 12 you said we had. We need to be able to show that we're growing those numbers for the next 6 years. So we targeted the parents of first to sixth class pupils. Now, it went out to the national schools in the immediate area last Friday, but next Monday we'll be extending that out, because I didn't manage to make contact with all the principals last Friday, and I specifically wanted this to come from the school principal, as opposed to it being a general survey, so that we can believe in the feedback we get. You know, there'll be no question over it. It's completely anonymous, so people are being completely honest. Like, we see Summerhill College is getting a lot of the numbers over the next 6 years, but there is a turn in the tide, and you can see that St Mary's College is growing the numbers, particularly in 2 years' time and 3 years' time and 4 years' time. The numbers are coming up quite high in those years. Now, there was always going to be a hit this September, because the current Leaving Cert class in St Mary's is the biggest class in the school. It's almost one third of the school population. So there was always going to be a hit this September. And KESHT would have known that last September and still allowed enrolments to proceed for this September without informing anybody that, you know, they were considering closing the school, which I think is unfair. Now, we've had a fantastic response to the survey, but I would still ask anybody who hasn't completed it to complete it.